So I'm sitting here and watching the George Carlin Memorial Marathon on HBO. Yeah, the originator of the 7 dirty words you can't say on television has passed on, and I'm sure a lot of people out there did what I did. Looked up into the heavens and cried out, "Why? It should have been Carrot Top!" I've been a George Carlin fan since I was a teenager, back when I picked up the cassette of Class Clown. And ever since, I've always made sure to keep up with the guy. I've seen all the HBO specials, I've got the audiobooks, and I bought and pirated his CDs. I even got to see him live one time, during the What the Hell Am I Doing in New Jersey tour. And I got to see the man's comedy styles grow and change over the years, and I was there for all of that. Okay, the comedy's running low here, so let's see. Dick jokes. My dick is so big, it comes preloaded with Windows Vista, which is how I caught that virus. Okay, I feel better. Now, George's comedy did change as he got older. Originally, he did preconceived comedy bits such as Al Sleep, the hippy-dippy weatherman, and small random observations. But with the 7 words, he finally found a subject that never exhausted him, dissecting the language and idiosyncrasies of the human race. And a lot of folks didn't like that he started to get a bit more bitter and cranky with each passing year, but to me it seemed like a natural progression. And what a lot of people saw as cranky and such, I saw as a passion. And all things have to update with the times. Really, the comedy that worked years ago no longer works today. It's an edgier time. Okay, feeling that heavy feeling again. Let's see. Okay, 2 guys in Cleveland were fucking an owl. Okay, you don't do bird jokes. Gotcha. I stole that from Buddy Hackett, another favorite of mine. And as I listened to George, I started to absorb all of the greats. Bill Cosby, Sam Kinison, Stephen Wright, Robin Williams, Buddy Hackett. And I discovered something about myself, too. I like to make people laugh. And then I got my first chance to do it in a public forum, on a little show called The Funny Paw Pet Show. And people seemed to enjoy what I had to say. I'd hear stories from people that were having a horrible time of life, but would tune into us and feel better about things for a little while. Our show and our comedy took the edge off of things for people. And, to a certain extent, it took the edge off of things for me, too. Then I tried doing some solo comedy. It started out casually. I'd tell stories about me growing up and such to my buddy Razvar, who convinced me to start recording these things and writing. And then I started doing stand-up. I opened for my buddy, too, the Ranting Griffin at Anthrocon, and then I started doing the podcast. And the response has been really good, and I'm glad that people like it. But most importantly, I did it and I do it for the love of laughter. I can understand why comedians do it for years upon years like George did. No matter what kind of a day you're having, it's an opportunity to step into a different skin or persona, and for a while, have a good time and share it with other people. And then I woke up Monday morning, and I read that George had died. George Carlin. Fuck, if there was anyone that should have been untouchable by the all-seeing finger of death, it should have been George, or Heath Ledger, or Stan Winston, or Charles Schultz. I could continue throwing names out there, and so could you. Everyone has a stable of heroes. But this one punched me in the gut. There are just some names you never expect to hear in the same sentence as the word died. But the truth is, everyone, everything, dies. But it doesn't have to be forgotten, nor should it be. If it touched your life and in any way improved it, whether happily or sadly, then it's something to hold on to. And George left us with a fine body of work, and we'll always wish there could be more. But I wish that about a lot of folks. Benny Hill, Robert Palmer, Frank Zappa. And you know, if they leave us still wanting more, then I guess they didn't wear out their welcome. And all in all, they did a pretty good job, huh? So this is Point T. Weasel at point.furryhost.com and movio.com saying that, you know, normally this is where I throw in something slightly perverted and witty. This time, this is just my way of saying thank you to George Carlin. He will be missed.